a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live breaking news about this community and the changing world around us. Get important news and moments of encouragement on the KSL News Radio app. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. This is Utah's news station.
We're so glad you're here. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story on the 5 o'clock report.
Coronavirus and classrooms, a special hour on Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news.
The State Board of Education has approved some more changes to the upcoming school year. This happened this afternoon. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce begins our live team coverage. Kelly, what's going on?
Jeff, the biggest thing is that schools will be allowed to delay the start of the school year and can have fewer days of instruction overall as long as they meet the minimum education requirements. Many districts had to delay because they were trying to put in safety measures for teachers and students because of the coronavirus, of course. Also, if you have a student in kindergarten, the entry and exit assessments have been waived as well. And that fire drill kids do at the beginning of the year, that won't be required this year. What we don't know for sure is if the board will change how many days schools can hold on-campus learning, which many teachers have been really worried about. Live, Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Kelly. The Board of Education also changed what happens if your child gets exposed to or has COVID-19. Before, if they were exposed but showed no symptoms, they could still go to class. But now, they can't go at all. Coronavirus and classrooms coverage continues on KSL with Lindsay Ertz.
The health department says they've updated the manual they put out last week, allowing for a modified quarantine.
We are removing the recommendation that students and teachers be allowed to attend school while they're on quarantine. Instead, we recommend that students and teachers follow standard quarantine practices and procedures.
Dr. Angela Dunn says that means staying home for 14 days if your kid has been within 6 feet for more than 15 minutes of a known positive case. The original guideline allowed for a student to come to school if they showed no symptoms. State Board of Education Superintendent Cindy Dixon explaining where the guideline came from after it was met with a lot of pushback.
It was patterned after the business manual that they had written. And that's where the modified quarantine came from, using a business model that actually had worked.
Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
The three more Utahns have died from COVID-19. The total is now at 330. The Department of Health is reporting a higher number, 587 new cases this afternoon. It brings the seven-day rolling average to 449 new cases per day. We have 190 people hospitalized in the state of Utah. The governor and state health officials say they're impressed with the recent decline in daily cases, and they're setting a new goal for the state. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
On social media, some writers and political figures have shared their doubts about why the rolling seven-day average in Utah has gone down. Some suggest the testing is either being restricted or manipulated.
That's just patently false. Nobody's jimmying any numbers.
Governor Gary Herbert says the number of people wearing masks has gone up, but he says the number of daily cases still needs to go down. He's posting a new statewide goal of a rolling seven-day average of 400 cases or fewer by September 1st. The governor also says the state has streamlined the process where local health boards can make mandates.
All they need to do is notify us, and they are opt into that opportunity, and it's just automatic.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
More help could be available for folks who've been out of a job for a while. Todd Fuchs with that story.
Jeff, that $600 a week federal boost is gone, and Congress has yet to agree on a new program to replace it. But the state's top unemployment expert says there is other help.
Because that $600 benefit has gone away, now rental assistance is no longer going to be ineligible for applicants based on the receipt of unemployment benefits.
First-time claims for unemployment insurance dropped by 28% over the past couple weeks. Ongoing claims have also dropped steadily. KSL's top national stories. Most of the schools in California have been ordered to do online learning in the fall, but one school is saying no. ABC's Alex Stone has that.
At Desert Christian Academy in Bermuda Dunes near Palm Springs, a plan is for hundreds of students to arrive for in-person classes. Desks are socially distanced. Kirk Scott, co-head of the school, says they will not do virtual learning.
It could be a lost year of learning, and that's not a compromise that we're willing to take.
He says the school will reopen without the okay from California or Riverside County. He says he sought direction from his highest authority, God. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The head of Pfizer says his company is in the late stages of its COVID-19 vaccine clinical trial. Albert Bourla says they might know if it's successful by the end of October.
Once we vaccinate all 30,000 people, we let them live their lives. And then we wait to see if they will get disease. And also we are monitoring every safety aspect that you can imagine in terms of this vaccine.
So if the whole thing works out, Pfizer could put 100 million doses into play by the end of the year. The company's vaccine requires two doses taken a few weeks apart. Other national stories KSL is following this hour. The mother of two murdered kids in Rexburg, Idaho, waived her preliminary hearing and will head directly to district court. Lori Vallow-Daybell's attorney did this in a short court appearance just before noon today. Daybell facing two felony counts of conspiracy to conceal, alter, or destroy evidence after the remains of J.J. Vallow and Tylee Ryan were found. Daybell also faces charges in multiple counties and could face more. The Chandler, Arizona Police Department told KSL-TV this afternoon they're looking into charges against her related to the death of her former husband, Charles Vallow. KSL News Time 505.
First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. We're brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. And here's Ricky Meese.
Well, here's the latest that we have on Highway 189. The road is not officially open. However, crews are alternating traffic through the crash scene near Deer Creek Reservoir in Wasatch County. Each direction will take turns moving through the area until the entire roadway is completely open. Residual delays, though, remain, and they are huge. So you still want to continue to avoid this area. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time 506.